We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've been looking forward to having our next guest on. He is a Pennsylvania State Senator, District 22. He's out in the Scranton area right now this morning. Senator Marty Flynn is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Senator, welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
When I heard you talk about the issues with the Pennsylvania Turnpike, starting with the uncollected turnpike tolls in excess of $100 million, I realized that was just the tip of the iceberg of what's going wrong with the Turnpike Commission.
Yeah, the crazy part is, you know, none of this information was readily available. You know, this the Turnpike did a right to, the media did a right to know request and actually found out that this $104 million wasn't collected. So it wasn't like they just handed the everybody knew this information. You know, it was sought after.
Good point by you. Yes, but there's much more to it.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, they're trying to reinvent the wheel here. But since the Pennsylvania Turnpike converted to all-electric tolling in 2020, 11 million out of 170 million rides generated no revenue for the state of Pennsylvania. So motorists who don't have an easy pass have a 50-50 chance of slipping through the toll-by-plate camera system.
So why get easy pass?
It's a huge problem. Yeah, it's a huge problem. And what they're doing is, you know, they're baking this into the price. So, you know, the people who are following the rules here and paying their tolls, they're paying for the people who don't. So, you know, it's a major problem, major problem.
Well, let me expand on one little part of that, and that is I finally got Easy Pass when I could see the big differential. And this was still when they had toll takers, so a few years ago. And then I started getting letters saying that I didn't pay. I spent 42 minutes on the phone trying to get a human being, finally did, and she was very nice once I talked to her and said it was all taken care of. The next week I got another letter, and then I figured, well, they took care of it. Then I got a collection letter. Here's the irony, Senator, from a company in Chicago, a law firm.
Yeah. And you know what the greatest part is? I did too. So I'm sure everybody else out there listening went through the same stuff and is going through the same stuff.
I got a letter yesterday from Maryland. I went across the Bay Bridge on June 11th, and I got the bill yesterday. So how efficient is this? I mean, it took them six months to collect $6.
And that's in Maryland. And where's the collection agency?
I mailed it to the Maryland Transportation Authority, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What the hell's going on?
And here's my approach. I have a package of three bills, okay, that I do three different things. Number one, I want reinstallation of turnpike workers, especially at the major sites where there's high volume traffic. And they can say whatever they want, but you can't tell me somebody that was just standing there with the sign taking money wouldn't make more money than it would cost the state to put the person there. I don't care what anybody says. Because people drive through there, they go through the Easy Pass, they figure they're not coming back to Pennsylvania for 6 years, and they're not paying it, and they're never going to pay it. But if there was somebody there, they would have just paid it. You know, it's common sense, you know? And then the other two parts, I'm going to make the Turnpike Commission every year give us an annual report as to what's going on and what they're up to, you know? And this will shine a light on the way they operate. That way, you know, they'll feel more of an obligation to hold up their end of the bargain here. Okay. back in the day, I used to be a professional fighter, and I used to drive to Philadelphia a lot to train. From Scranton to Philadelphia, the tolls were $3.60. Now they're like $22, I think, $20. So it's unbelievable. And then the third part of my package is enforcement of unpaid tolls. You know, what would end up happening was we'll lower the threshold needed to trigger a registration suspension from 6 unpaid tolls to 4, and then from $500 in total unpaid dues to $250. And it will also raise the statute of limitation from 3 to 5 years. So local authorities can go after the bad actors.
Well, Senator Flynn, can you add in there the fact that, A, it shouldn't come, a collection agency should be from a firm in Pennsylvania, part two.
Just pay your bill, Larry.
Yeah,
just pay your bill.
I did pay my bill. That's the point. And then they're mailing these things. The cost for mailing, taking a photo and mailing a picture of your car to everybody that goes through a toll can't be efficient.
Yeah, and they can't be from Delaware, right? They have to be from PA.
Yeah,
that's right. So the system is 550 miles in tolling system, I believe. 92% collection rate.
The craziest part, too, when this whole thing went down, you know, I'm sitting there and they're bragging about their collection rate. How it's like 95% or 94%. It's $104 million. Like it wasn't a big deal. I'm like, it's a tenth of $1 billion sitting
That's
on
a new
the table every year.
That's a new bridge. It's a couple new bridges.
Seriously.
Well, how long do you think it'll take? And what kind of reaction are you getting from your fellow elected officials in Harrisburg on this?
I have some bipartisan co-sponsors, but, you know, as everyone's listening, reach out to your local representative, local senator, and say, let's go here.
Tell them you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore, and I want this thing fixed.
I've been around long enough in Harrisburg to know the way it works, and nothing happens that fast.
Yeah. Well, but we appreciate your efforts in coming on with us today, Senator. Thank you.
And can you put in there to stop penalizing people for paying cash? Because if you don't have Easy Pass, you don't have a credit card, you have to pay cash, and then you have to pay double the amount than an Easy Pass.
Common sense, like I said. It's common sense to fix this. Let's go.
Pennsylvania State Senator Marty Flynn on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.